This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Howard, H-O-W-R-D, last name Stone, S-T-O-N-E, date of birth, November 18, 1949, patient seen for Dr. Sears. New paragraph, dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This 72-year-old male does not smoke, drinks alcohol socially, and has no known drug allergies. Symptoms, he's here because of low hemoglobin. Recently, he had some chest pain. He was hospitalized in May at North Texas Medical Center. He was kept there for a day. Now he is scheduled to have a stress test and catheterization with cardiologist. However, because while in the hospital his hemoglobin was low, so he is referred here. He normally ran hemoglobin around 14, but latest one about 2 weeks ago was 11.7. Past medical history. Patient has been fairly healthy. He had a broken leg in 2000. The patient also had knee surgery over both knee 5 times. Review of system, he denied any nosebleed except for several occasions in past, none recently. He also has no history of rectal bleeding. New paragraph. Current medication, he is on aspirin 81 milligram, omeprazole 40 milligram, and finasteridine 5 milligram. Physical exam, he is 72, 5 feet 9 inch tall, weighing 230, blood pressure 132 over 68, IgNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. His CBC on 513 shows a WBC of 3.8, RBC 3.62, hemoglobin 11.7, and creatinine was 32.9. The day before it was 13 and 37, respectively. New paragraph. Diagnosis for anemia, possibly blood loss, cause unclear. Diagnosis 2. Possible coronary artery disease. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and draw the blood for CBC, reticulocyte count, CMP, iron B12, go from there. Once we know what is the reason of his anemia, we could rectify it or do further workup. Thank you. This is a consultation on Howard Stone. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.